Going on, everybody. We are back.
Thank you.
On the line with us is Ryan from the Men Pen. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, are you the creator of Men Pen?
I am. Yeah, I founded the Men Pen in about 2006. So we've been going strong for about 3 years now.
I'm playing club music because that's where men would probably play use the Men Pen.
Absolutely, in the club, even in the office.
Yeah. So what, just to give people an idea, like what the Men Pen is, can you kind of give them like an outline?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, the Men Pen is a product that's very similar to what a woman would call a foundation product. So it's sort of a concealer foundation. And basically, yeah, guys use it to conceal blemishes. We have 17 different colors. And it's a little bit strange, I admit myself, but we've done a lot of good. And I guess people use it more for things like scars, acne, moles, and things like that. So,
yeah.
But it's very similar to a woman's concealer type product, just made for men.
Yeah, my girlfriend was saying, like, she goes, well, what's the difference? Can't a dude just go out there and buy, like, woman's products, like mascara or whatever they wear on their face?
Well, yeah, theoretically, yeah, but it's a little hard sometimes for guys to go to the store and buy CoverGirl. It just doesn't really feel good. So
yeah, it's true.
Basically, we market our product online. It's sold exclusively online at themenpen.com, and that's a little bit more comfortable for guys to order online, ship it to their house, and yeah.
I remember I used to work at Arby's, fast food. You know, I guess you're in the States, right? United States.
Yep.
Yeah, and I used to get acne and shit when I was, like, all over my face, and it was gross, and I'd get new acne formations. And my mom gave me some shit to put on my face once, and I put on it, and it started to crust up, and it got all... Because, like, you work in a sweaty atmosphere, and it started to crust up, and one dude goes, man, what's wrong with your face? You know, because I was trying to cover, like, a green acne pustule. But,
right.
will the men pen withstand the pressures of fast food cooking?
Yeah, I believe it will, and you know, it's made to not use excessively. You know, really, the Men Pen is there for those specific times when, you know, maybe a zip pops up when it's not really a good moment. You know, for example, obviously somebody going out to prom or something like that, a zip pops up on your nose, and that's a perfect reason why we came up with the Men Pen. So
yeah, how much do you have to rub all over your nose? You just like smash it on and like.
You don't really have to use too much, and we really recommend people to use it pretty lightly. You know, you want it to blend in, and you obviously don't want people to see that you're wearing makeup. So it's something you want to kind of hide a blemish, and that's about it.
The Men Pen is cooler than ice cream.
So what's the grossest, nastiest thing you've heard someone cover up with the Men Pen successfully?
Well, I don't know about gross or nasty, but I know one thing. We have some customers that use it to cover tattoos, which is kind of an interesting use.
Oh, really?
I think you have to use a lot of it to do that. But, yeah, people like in the workplace, if they have a tattoo that can't be seen, they'll use it to hide a whole tattoo.
What do you mean? So, like, will it dry up or something like that? Like, pretty good? Like, I've never worn really woman's stuff other than on my face when I worked at Arby's.
The Men Pen is
It doesn't. It doesn't really dry up, and we have, you know, different colors, so you match your skin tone exactly, and then it's going to pretty much, you know, it's going to stay that color. You just, you know, you don't want to get it wet or rub it off, but it'll blend in with your skin very nicely.
What if I have like a giant thick, you know, the white head style zits, and like can the Men Pen hammer through that and like cover that up? You know, when they kind of poke up a bit.
Absolutely, yep. That's actually originally was one of the main reasons was to help acne. And, a lot of people have acne that's almost incurable where just drugs alone and pills and things like that, you know, can't fix it. And as a last resort, you know, there's concealant.
I would have wore it but I was my teenage days were there's no internet. So I had to, you know, just walk out with the pustule because the doctors told me to leave the whitehead on because you can't fuck around with the whitehead. But what if it's a scabby one where it's bleeding a bit? Will it cover up the scab part?
Yeah, that's a little tough. You don't want to get too much into that, but it's possible. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you have lots of acne or something like that when you were a kid? or?
Yeah, I did a little bit when I was young, and that's kind of maybe where the idea came from a little bit. But, you know, originally I created the product because I, to myself, I thought, what's the largest new market I could come up with in the world? And I thought to myself, hey, if men were to wear makeup, that would be the absolute largest new business market that I could create. Well, from there, it kind of turned from a business thing into actually helping people. So today we have a lot of customers who send us comments all the time that, you know, hey, appreciate you coming up with something like this because it's really helped me out, you know.
Does it
covering
make
scars especially is something that people are, you know, don't like and kind of insecure about, having a scar or something on your face, and now you can just cover it up.
It's too bad you can't like just paint on an entire new face onto somebody, because some of these people are probably pretty ugly by this. Can it make ugly people not look as ugly?
I think it can, yeah.
Yeah? Can it cover up, you know, those giant, gross, like, what's the oldest person you ever buy? Because can it cover up those ugly, nasty liver spots on old people? Because I hate looking at old people with their liver spots. Maybe they can get into this, too.
Well, in general, yeah, you rub it on your face and you're going to smooth out your skin. So even rough pores, things like that, moles. You know,
what about can you use it on your hand or anything like that? Because you said something about the tattoos. Because like, so an old lady can put it and get rid of her liver spot, so she doesn't offend me as much.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good use for it. But
what about like, and Chinese people have liver spots too sometimes. So maybe can Chinese people use this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of customers in India and in the
I noticed that. I was doing a lot of research. You got a lot of Indian people. There must be a lot of Indian. I don't know what's up with that. I didn't think Indian people had that bad of faces with spots. I thought it was more of a white person thing. Have you ever had someone?
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone say, "Hey, I have this. I used it for a hickey, and I didn't want my mom to catch me, so I got like a giant hickey, and they covered it up with men pen."
You know, I haven't heard that, but I bet it's been done.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a good use. We should put that on our website.
Yeah, I do it for black eyes too. If I got in a fight and I didn't want my mom to see, I just put men pen all over my eyeballs. Just make sure. So how much can people get a men pen for?
$17.95.
Okay, cool. And what, like, what's is that like around the same price as like a pen for mascara for women or something like that?
Well, no. Typically, the same product for women is going to be about $35.
How come yours is?
It's really.
How come yours is so much cheaper?
Yeah, well, I guess because it's a new market, we want to try and attract guys to feel comfortable with it. And that's the main thing we have to get over, is that, you know, it's really something that most guys aren't really comfortable with, or, you know, probably think it's gay, and a lot of guys think it's gay to wear makeup. Well, we've made the product for straight men, and we have, you know, gay customers as well.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of the biggest thing to get over is, you know, just feeling comfortable
very
with
gay.
It. So.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So, so I got some people email me some questions. So I made them into computer voices. So here's the question.
I am albino. What men pen do you recommend?
This is an albino customer. Would you have like a Snow White for him or something like that?
We do. Yeah. We
really?
The 17 colors range very, very far. So the number one color is very light, and then number 17 is very, very dark. So,
like it's for black people, then pretty much.
Yeah, we can cover pretty much everybody on the planet, I think. So,
how dark is the black one? Like as dark as coal?
Yeah, it's pretty black. You can see them all online. It shows all the colors on our website.
So, like a guy in Africa in one of those tribes, he could put it on and it would work well for him.
Yeah, I think it probably would.
Cool. That you cover a lot of colors. Yeah. And then the Indian person, what would they have to use? Like number 15? What is, how many? 17 colors?
Yeah, 17 colors. So.
And then an Indian person would probably use 15, 14, right?
Yep. And then, you know, Asian is somewhere around 12, 13 range.
So albinos can get it too.
I am albino.
Yes, I played that one. What about this one here?
Are fat people allowed to use the men pen? Because I heard fat people aren't allowed to look pretty because they are fat.
Yeah, is that true? Do you get a lot of fat people using the men pen?
Yeah, we let fat people use the men pen.
But is there enough men pen to cover their fat faces?
Well, yeah, one stick will go pretty far. So.
Yeah, the sticks are actually pretty big. They're actually not small. You're not skimping on stick amount, that's for sure. You know, I saw.
No, absolutely not. You'll lose it before you ever run out of it. I don't think I've personally even ran out of a stick.
Yeah, do you use it all the time?
I do. I don't use it all the time. Again, like I said, I use it. You know, if I were to go out to the club on the weekend, I'll definitely put a little on, and all my friends do as well. It just gets to be second nature to use it when you're going out to the club. You want to look better than every other guy out there, so
yeah,
whatever you can use to your advantage.
Are you into girls or guys? This is a serious question.
No, absolutely. I'm into girls. I'm a straight guy.
Okay.
And like I said, the product isn't.
No, I just wanted to see because there's definitely gay guys out there who want it, you know?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, they'll go crazy over it probably. They really love the product. They're like, holy shit, because they love being like women, gay guys. That's what I heard, at least.
Right.
So I got this one, too, here.
Are Negroes allowed to use the men pen?
Yeah, are they allowed?
Are girls?
Are Negroes allowed to use the men pen?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's pretty. What about, will it heal burn victims? Say, like, some dude has, like, a big burn on his face. Like, you know, those dudes have, like, liver spots all over their face.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's
or
possible.
Birthmarks?
Again, you don't want to get carried away with trying to cover too much of an area.
If I had a birthmark, you know those guys that you see down the street and they have a giant birthmark on their face or a big red burn mark? I'd be like, oh, man, if I was them, I'd be like, holy shit, I'm going to buy, like, 10 friggin' men pens and just paint my face every morning.
Right.
That way you should market to those guys. They'll buy them in bulk. They'll buy more than Walmart.
Right,
they'll buy more than Walmart will buy.
Right, and lifelong customers.
Yeah. Yeah, you just hope that they never come up for a cure for burn victims then. So this will work for a black person. So you have a dark color, and so have you sent many men pens to Africa before?
Yeah, we've sold a few there, but like I said, India is one of our bigger countries where we sell a lot more. So,
I was wondering,
you shipped them
to Africa too?
Yeah, we have. We've done some in like South Africa, and you know, a few countries in Africa. We do some business in like Dubai and those areas, and you know, again, East Asia. So basically, every color, you know, there's a color for everyone.
When I'm thinking when you deliver your shipments to Africa, since they probably take so long, do you hire a pelican to deliver to them, and then he drops it into the village?
No, it's surprising with mail nowadays what we can do. We can send anywhere within probably a week and a half, typically, to anywhere in the world. So.
Yeah, that's legit. I mean, and so this is like, if I was wanting to go undercover as like a black person and infiltrate the black society, could I use like the darkest men pen all over my body and pull off looking black?
You could try it. You might be able to get away with it. So I'd be willing to send you a few sticks if you want to try it.
I would totally try it. I just have to contact one of the curly hair companies too, or something like that. But
right.
have you or people other than tattoos and stuff like that? Have they been? Because we were just talking the other day about there's a thing out there now, and it's probably similar, because it's called anal bleaching. Have you heard of this? And like, people actually get their, you know, there's like inside the butt, there's like an area inside that some girls and it's, or guys too, and it's darker. And some people are actually for real getting it injected in more like their skin color. So you see it on like the pornographic films where their skin color is the same. So they can actually maybe use the men pen in there.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it might work as lubrication too.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. If anyone wants to get a men pen, they can go to the men pen. That's themenpen.com, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you guys have a video on YouTube, and you guys have videos there. And I was looking at you. You have like an area where people ask questions and stuff. Where I was reading all over. You got a lot of Indian people. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They love the men pen over there.
Yeah, it's popular. People can put comments right online on our website there. So.
Yeah, the Indian people, they love it. I don't know. I didn't understand. I was like, wow, how did it get? Are you Indian yourself?
No, I'm not. But you know, we advertise on the internet all over the world, so they find us.
Yeah, Indian people love that stuff. Anyway, listen, thanks very much for coming on. If anyone is willing to, you want to check it out, I'll link it up on the blog as well. So the Men Pen. .com. Listen, Ryan, thanks very much for taking the time and out of your schedule and stuff. It's appreciated.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me.
Not a problem, man. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye. All right, that was Ryan of the Men Pen. that with Ryan of the Men Pen. The Men Pen. See, he was on a cell phone. That actually sounded good. I wonder if he would send me. I wish he would send me enough Men Pens where I could put it all over my face to get to do cover up my to do blackface. But I wouldn't infiltrate a black town. I'd feel like an idiot.